With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Authorities are urging people in the Pacific Northwest to avoid travel as an ice storm threatens to turn mountain highways treacherous and topple trees onto power lines. Ice storm warnings include parts of southwest Washington and northwestern Oregon. Officials warning of dangerous icy roads and new power outages. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvik says the freezing temperatures will go as far south as North Florida.
Jacksonville's at 32. New Orleans is at 27. And you go farther north into northern Mississippi, northern Alabama, temperatures are in the single digits. Below zero weather is as far south as Tennessee this morning. There's temperature of 9 below zero just along the Tennessee-Mississippi border. Nashville this morning is at zero.
Forecaster Bob Orvik, also at SRNNews.com. In remarks at the World Economic Forum, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's confident Congress will eventually approve more money for Ukraine.
We've got to be able to deliver the necessary resources to Ukraine for the weapons that it needs to be able to achieve the results that it needs. And that requires mobilizing the bipartisan support we have in both the House and Senate, converting that into actual votes for the money.
President Biden will press congressional leaders for passage of his funding for Ukraine, Israel, and the border during a meeting at the White House. Negotiations have stalled for weeks, leaving the Ukraine assistance in limbo. A shipment of medicine for dozens of hostages held by Hamas is en route to Gaza. French and Qatar arranged that delivery by brokering the first agreement between Israel and the terrorist group since a week-long ceasefire back in November. The Dow is down 154 points and the Nasdaq losing 137. This is SRN News. A grim report from a pro-life organization.
The U.S. exports about $2 trillion worth of products to the rest of the world, but Human Life International says the number one item is abortion. HLI calculates that this country is responsible for a large percentage of global abortions through directed international aid packages and public grants. Spokesman Dr. Brian Clough says with 73 million global abortions last year alone, quote, the United States has the blood of many on its hands. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The family of a boy who is living as a girl has added a South Florida school district as a defendant in a federal lawsuit. At stake is the future of a 2021 state law banning males from playing on female sports teams. A federal judge ruled in November that state officials had the right to enforce that 2021 law, but allowed the family to file an amended complaint anyway. This is SRN News. The Department of Veterans Affairs says its new suicide prevention program is already saving lives.
The VA says since it launched its emergency suicide prevention program last year, nearly 50,000 veterans have benefited from its services. The program allows veterans to go to any VA or non-VA medical center and get free emergency care if they're suffering from an acute suicidal crisis. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough says the program has likely saved thousands of lives and that, quote, we want all veterans to know they can get the care they need when they need it, no matter where they are. Bob Agnew reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he will not sign a proposed ban on tackle football for kids under 12. A bill to gradually phase out tackle football for kids under 12 had passed a legislative committee last week. Opponents say the ban would have cut off kids from a source of activity and exercise. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.